programme. Speaking of regime change, there's change at the top at Manchester United. Mere hours after he said, I'm not going to quit, Ruben Amorim, speaking at Elland Road after his side's 1-1 draw, which leaves United sixth in the Premier League table, 14 months after he took over with the club, he has been sacked by Manchester United. It happened in the last couple of minutes. A dedicated, lifelong Manchester United supporter, Deirdre Walsh, presenter here on Radio Kerry of Talk About, is with me on the line now to give us a reaction. Deirdre, good morning to you. And, well, listen, what do you make of that? I'm sorry it was Leeds that did all of this, by the way, just on a personal level.
Yeah, actually, Gerry, I'm just remembering that you and I met at Kerry Airport last year. You were flying over to watch Leeds and I was flying over to watch That's United right. at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
And Leeds, of course, subsequently yeah. got promoted. Yeah, look, I'm actually devastated this morning, and my phone is hopping for the last half an hour from fellow United fans who have kind of mixed feelings, but there's nothing mixed about my feelings. I was a huge Amorim fan. I know he wasn't perfect. I know he made a lot of mistakes and a lot of very strange substitutions in the recent games, but I think he was on the right track. I think he was the right man for the job. And I don't actually think it was anything to do with yesterday's result. I just think that what he said in the press conference yesterday was the undoing of him.
I'm the manager. I'm not the head coach. I am the manager. What I say goes. Everyone has to do their job at the club. So in other words, having a go at the director of football and the board, effectively.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to be a puppet. He wasn't going to do what they were telling him to do. And he was just frustrated because, you know, if you knew very little about football, you'd know about soccer, you'd know that what United were crying out for was, at the very least, another midfielder. And he was obviously told in the last week or so that there was no money available for the January transfer window. And I think that was probably the last straw. And he knew himself that he was on a hiding to nothing. So I think he more or less set himself up to be sacked, which I think is a shame, because if you look at where United are now compared to where they were this time last year, he was definitely on the right track. And I think under Amorim, United would have definitely qualified for a Champions League place, or at the very least a Europa League place, which would have been progress for me as a fan this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe the stability, like moving away from being a hire and fire club and getting a bit of stability in there, notwithstanding the problems. Like, he had his 3-4-3 system. He was reluctant to change from that. People were criticising it, but he believed in that. But now that's all out the window. And what happens next is the question to United.
Well, this is it. And I mean, it's not a good time of the year to be looking for a new manager. I mean, who are they going to get? I'm a member of the club, so the supporters club. So we all got an alert this morning, an email from the club. A very short, terse statement saying at the end of it that Darren Fletcher had been appointed in the interim. But I mean, who are they going to get? It's a poison chalice as well as everything else, because
Dennis, the Man United fan, gets in touch, Deirdre, says many have tried and all have failed to fill Alex Ferguson's shoes. It's a total mess with the last 12 years.
Yeah,
that's the view from some.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? It's all down to the ownership. It doesn't matter who's in charge. I mean, Ralf Rangnick said it. He said this is the club needs open heart surgery when he was leaving. And he's right. And it's all down to the owners. It's Ineos. It's the Glaziers. They just don't let the manager do his job without trying to control him. And they just won't give him any... You won't give him the budget to make the team better. I mean, look at the bench they had yesterday against Leeds, Gerry. All they could bring on was academy players, 17 and 18-year-olds with no experience.
Yeah.
No bench. And the minute we lost a few players through injury, like Bruno, those gaps in the team were glaringly obvious and nobody to fill them.
Yeah, yeah, and that's part of the problem. So whoever comes in now, there's a January transfer window, and the budget obviously isn't there. Who's going to go there now with all the uncertainty? As a player, would you take a bet with your career in Manchester United? And will they be able to maintain the European drive? with all of this? That's another question for the owners, whoever they get.
Yeah, and a lot of the players that Amberin brought in and bought during the summer, you know, the likes of Cunha and Mbeumo and them, they were all brought in with a view to playing in his system. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll adapt. They're good players. But at the same time, it's kind of like back to ground zero again, building from the bottom up under a new manager, a new culture, a new way of doing things. It's really frustrating as a fan, you know?
Yeah, and imagine with that, Alex Ferguson was at Elland Road yesterday watching on, so he still has a keen interest, but he must be despairing at what he's seeing. Okay, Deirdre, listen, we're going to leave it there, but thanks a million for giving us your reaction as a dedicated Manchester United supporter. Deirdre Walsh, you'll hear her on Talk About today from half past one.